You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wow, we got football weekend coming up. I cannot wait, cannot wait. We got a lot to talk about. You know, it's interesting. They say that football fans actually gain an average of 10 pounds during the regular football season. 10 pounds. So that is in addition to the whole Christmas holiday eating. You know, a lot of us, yeah, we're starting to get into shape, and watching football helps me get into shape because, you know, you see them working out and sweating and the muscles and all that, so you're like, look, I shouldn't be just sitting on my butt eating while these guys are out there sweating and freezing, etc. But for the most part, we're still eating. I'm going to be eating a lot of junk food this weekend, but we're allowed to, okay? You know, if you notice, I kind of tell you guys to, you know, enjoy yourselves Christmas and Thanksgiving, even though Thanksgiving and Christmas aren't really that fattening a meal if you think about it. You know, the turkey and the, you know, green beans, I mean, it could really actually be a healthy meal. But Super Bowl is the one day a year I let you guys eat whatever the hell you want. Of course, you got to be careful. Because heart attacks, right, stroke, etc. People get mad, people yell, people jump up. Oh, yeah, make sure you guys wear long undershirts, okay, because nobody wants to see the tushy. Luckily, sports shirts are long, so they cover the butt. But just a thought. What's a very interesting piece of trivia about the Super Bowl, which many of you have already heard on my show, is the most commonly used time ever throughout the year, throughout the country, to use the bathroom. The one time a year when we see the most bathroom use and flushes at the same time across the country is Super Bowl halftime. Yeah, remember we talked about that last year? Yeah, think about it. Okay, so everybody, most people go to the bathroom, right? Like, let's say, you know, New Year's Eve. Okay, well, is it after the fireworks and the Auld Lang Syne song? Yeah, but remember, New Year's Eve is different times throughout the country. You got the East Coast, you got the West Coast, but the Super Bowl is played at the same time across the whole entire, right? Like what? So it's 3:30 Pacific time, 6:30 Eastern. So when halftime happens at about maybe, I don't know, 4:45, we all, a lot of times, hit the head, and we flush. So the most water use happens then. So just be prepared. Make sure you have an extra area to go pee, because a lot of people have potty clogging, because this is the time to potty. Very interesting point. Of course, we'll review my predictions. I think you guys all know where I'm going this year with the Super Bowl. But again, there are medical predictions, and there is a way to medically predict who's going to win. I understand. All right, with the playoffs, I had a 50-50, okay? But don't worry, I think I have corrected my take. Okay, so we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a lot of drivers really aren't looking out for motorcycles, and these motorcycles kind of going in between the lanes, sneaking up on us. Listen, I really dig motorcycles, and I dig people on bikes. I think they're cool. The problem is a lot of us drivers never train to be aware of them. So we're just thinking there's no car in that lane. I could, you know, move over, and a lot of people on motorcycles are getting hit. So just an awareness thing. Obesity, they're saying, actually begins in the nursery. All right. For those of us that thought, well, you know, the child was pudgy, but then they slimmed out, they say the children, the younger children that are obese will usually come back and be obese later. So we're going to be talking about that. Then, should obesity really even be called a disease? Okay, many people are upset that they're calling obesity a disease. But then again, with the way our new healthcare system is, nothing gets taken care of unless it's through now this new whole Obamacare sort of environment. And so in order for us to get treated, do we have to label each other, label ourselves? So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, when it comes to drinking, this weekend, we're going to see a lot of people drink, all right? And it's just, this is, you know, when people buy their beer, you know, their Corona and their Bud Light and their Coors Light and their Bud and their Fosters and all that stuff. I love the smell of beer. I just can't stand the taste. I am not a beer drinker. I just can't stand the taste. Also, you get bloated. You get really bloated a lot of times from the yeast. So my husband's not a beer drinker, too, so I don't have to worry about the farts. The problem is he really likes the bean dip. So if anybody is serving bean dip, that could be an issue. I'm going to a great Super Bowl party. I can't wait. It's at the Tarkanian's house. Jerry Tarkanian and his family, I think, having a Super Bowl party. I'm supposed to go there. For those of you who remember Tarkanian, Shark Tank, the coach of the Rebels when they won back in the 90s. He's kind of been like a godfather to a lot of us Vegas folk who, you know, were around UNLV or went to UNLV in the 90s. So it'll be a good time, but I'm not really going to be drinking the beer. If there's going to be like a seven-layer guacamole dip, all right, I'm going to be into that. I love the seven-layer dip. Is that what they call it, a seven-layer dip? I just don't eat the beans. And I love cubed cheese. I love spinach dip and French onion dip. I don't eat French onion dip all year long, but the only time I allow myself French onion dip is, now maybe they aren't serving that, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to probably make some while I'm watching all the pregame stuff. You know, but this was a very interesting study. They said vodka is to blame for high death risk in Russian men. They say Russian men who down large amounts of vodka have an extraordinary high risk of early death. Apparently they studied about 151,000 adult men in the cities of Barnaul, Bisk, Tomsk from 1999 to 2010, looked at their drinking habits. 8,000 of these 151,000 men died, and they say those who drank three or more half-liter bottles of vodka a week, okay, increased a 35% risk of dying before age 55. Vodka is a biggie. Now, we're looking a lot at Russia. Russia's been in the news a lot because of the Sochi Olympics, which is going to luckily help us from falling into a depression after football ends this year, because then we get to go right into the Olympics. I know for some of us it's not as good, all right, but still. So there's definitely going to be a little bit of a, people I think are going to be craving a little bit of vodka with all the talk about Russia, but you got to be careful with that, especially that new whipped cream vodka they have. OMG. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We know you guys have a lot of other choices, and the fact that you tune in and listen to our show, I am extremely honored. We are on iHeart, so a big thanks to iHeart Radio for now launching the show live, or not launching, but broadcasting the show live, as well as podcasts, so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. We also are on iPhone app and an Android app. They're for free. Download those so you can also listen to Dr. Dahlia. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I have a question. I have my wife is on antidepressants and anxiety medicine, and she has been drinking to the point of being inebriated, and 3 to 4 of the anti-anxiety medicine at the same time.
Oh,
and
no.
She insists that this has no intoxicating effect on her, but I don't understand why anybody would take 3 to 4 pills of a anti-anxiety medication and drink at the same time. So I'm just really concerned, and I just want to know Dr. Dahlia's understanding of what does that actually do to a person when they're mixing alcohol and intoxicated feelings from mixing the pills and the alcohol? Thank you. Bye.
So this was a message on our message line. I wish I could talk to you live because I need you to get her to stop. I want to see if you left a phone number because I got, that's dangerous. OMG. I mean, if she is, is this the second time I said OMG? Why am I saying that? You know why? It's probably because I've been on Facebook a little more than I should have been this last month and I'm seeing all the, you know, young people do that. I can't stand using those OMGs, but that's some scary stuff. No, she cannot be taking three antidepressants plus alcohol. Now, it's very odd. Most people aren't given three antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications unless you're talking about she's popping three pills at a time. You cannot mix alcohol with your Xanax, Valium, Ativan, clonazepam, very, very scary stuff because those are double sedatives. You know, when we talk about overdoses on this show, many of the people who have died from an overdose wasn't because they were sitting there snorting cocaine and, you know, doing crack and, you know, drinking at the same time. Some people who have died from overdose died because they just mixed one pill or two pills with some alcohol and it was a deadly mixture as opposed to overdosing, taking a high amount. For their body, it was an overdose. All right. It was a respiratory depressant and there was enough milligrams in the system to do that. But it didn't necessarily mean they were popping four or five pills at a time. You know, there's still a lot of questions on how Heath Ledger died. You know, they talked about him taking a little Valium, a little Lortab earlier that day, having a cocktail, taking an Ambien. And was it just one pill each? And was that enough to just all together if the medicine was still in their system? And we talked about half-lives, how the medicine could still be in the system hours later. Was it just enough to unfortunately cause respiratory depression? So it's pretty scary stuff. No, it sounds like there's something seriously wrong. Now, it is interesting when people will not go into the evening expecting to mix pills and drink, but they end up doing it. And the reason why is it clouds their judgment. So I've never really taken a Valium and felt what it does. They gave me my very first Valium I've ever taken and my only Valium I've ever taken before my LASIK surgery. And I guess it was supposed to relax us because you have to lie there still and then they numb the eye, etc. And I really didn't notice anything different. So I don't see how powerful these things are. But some of my patients kind of equate it to what marijuana could do, which, again, I've never been able to notice or appreciate what that does either. You know, I don't see how it kind of calms you down. I know what it does, but some people, they just probably don't have that mechanism, you know, to make it work. Like Valium, I probably just don't have the, I don't know, they just, I didn't notice anything. I didn't see what the big deal was. And it was a 5 milligram. I mean, should have done something that kind of equates to a 0.5 Xanax. And they don't let you try this in medical school. They don't, and I wish they did. Okay, guys, this is what it does, so you feel and you know what it does. They probably don't want to do that because they think we'll all get hooked. But, you know, if it does relax and make people feel, it shouldn't feel euphoric, but let's say somebody does, then they may say, oh, hell yeah, I'll have a drink. You know, or they drink and they go, you know what, I'm not going to be able to sleep, so I better take my anti-anxiety medicine. So there's, you know, I think it's a judgment clouding. So if you see your wife do that, that's pretty scary stuff. Don't let her drive. Don't let her go to work. You got to make sure she gets some help because she could overdose. She could crash. She could kill somebody. That's extremely dangerous stuff. While we're on that subject, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On that subject, one of you had emailed me saying, what are happy pills? You know, my wife's friend said they take happy pills. What actually is a happy pill? What, you know, class is it, et cetera? And the happy pill that people are talking about, there's a variety of medicines out there that would probably qualify as a happy pill. And, you know, some people will think that their Xanax or Valium or benzodiazepines are their happy pills. And because they're grumpy, They take it, and my guess is they, I mean, I didn't feel happy when I was given the Valium, but I guess, you know, maybe some people feel happier, right? Some people call their happy pills their SSRIs, or their antidepressants. As long as they stay on the medication, they aren't grumpy, they appear to be more, quote-unquote, happy, so it could be that. My happy pill would probably be a laxative. All right, because I'm very, very grumpy when I'm constipated. So if I get a laxative, and then I put, so to me, if somebody, if I said, oh man, I need my happy pills, that would be laxative or an Anusol suppository. But there's, you know, when somebody uses that term, quote unquote, happy pill, it's, there's not one particular pill. It all depends on what they, what I guess makes them happy, you know. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another email I had received last week is, which alcoholic drinks are healthier than others? Wow, this was a tough one. We actually, I had wanted to do a paper on healthy alcohol drinks in college, and I never got to do that. We were busy, and we didn't really, you know, have extra credit, although I needed extra credit at the time. And, there are people that say, look, if you drink, let's say, a vodka over tequila, it's healthier. Now, I don't know much about cactus versus potato, right? You know, when you look at the base, but I don't really think there's enough to be able to discern that something would be healthier than another. You don't really look at an alcoholic drink as healthy. However, a tequila sunrise does have orange juice. A Greyhound has grapefruit juice. So could you possibly be getting some vitamin C? Yeah. So what I did is I looked up the 9 healthiest alcoholic drinks. This is on gizmodo.com. And again, I am not on the show advocating alcohol. We do not recommend drinking alcohol. Okay? But I'm answering your question. The question was which alcoholic drinks would be considered healthy. All right. So one thing that makes alcohol unhealthy are the calories. So if you are mixing alcohol with soda, etc., the you know, sugar content of the soda, etc., is unhealthy. So somebody drinking a vodka soda, soda water doesn't have Coca-Cola, so that could be a less caloric drink. Again, I'm not recommending that. You know, they talk about how beer does have cereals and grains in it, but remember, beer is high carbs. Okay? Lime juice in a Corona. Lime juice has vitamin C, boosts immune support, maybe helps free radicals, but I am not going to be recommending, you know, that, because it's only a little bit of lime, right? Lime in the coconut. Mexican Valentina, hot sauce. It's made from hot chili peppers. And so sometimes the chilies could possibly be giving you some, I guess, potassium, sea salt, Worcester sauce. Worcester sauce has B6. All right. I guess B6 is supposed to help you with your red blood cells. There's also vitamin C, etc. But there's really no way to make this work for you guys. The reason why I think people have been looking at healthy versus unhealthy is because of wine. The resveratrol in wine has been touted as being extremely healthy, which is why people think that red wine is filled with a bunch of antioxidants. Still the jury's out on that one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have long-awaited Super Bowl predictions. Yeah, I really do think a lot of you really do wait for my pick. Okay, now, this isn't just as simple as the NFL injury report. Usually when it comes to Super Bowl predictions, there's a lot of other medical calculations I use. Because, again, this is big. There's going to be a lot of money put on this game. What is it, $4 million per 30-second commercial? I mean, you know, Super Bowl, it's like another holiday. It is. And you know what? I really love that. I love how people really get into these things as holidays. It's fun. It's exciting, and it always helps the economy. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. Super Bowl weekend is huge in Vegas with the sports bars, and I mean, it is It's huge, and it's always a great thing. And, you know, I love seeing money go into the, seeing money go into something and people enjoying it. I mean, I still don't understand why a ticket has to be $1,500 at the Super Bowl. I guess I was watching Pawn Stars the other night. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. And I guess, you know, the first Super Bowl ever was, what, about 41 years ago? Right? Because it's Super Bowl. Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah. It's, and the, 48 years ago. Right? Yeah. Anyway, it was the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Packers. And, it was the only Super Bowl, I guess, as I learned from Pawn Stars, that was never sold out. Ever since then, Super Bowl has been sold out. It's going to be very interesting if this Super Bowl doesn't get sold out. My guess, though, is at the last minute, they're going to sell whatever tickets they have. But to hear that just as of a couple days ago, they were still selling tickets, it does show you a sign of the times. I mean, it does. But, I mean, I'm not going to spend $1,500 for a seat out in the cold when I could be with some yummy French onion dip and some yummy eats, right? You know, watching it. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, so I don't urge gambling at all or sports betting, but I could still predict, right, because I'm not supposed to do any of that, I could still predict who I think would win. Okay, so, first of all, let me just say congratulations to both teams. Seahawks, Broncos, phenomenal jobs. Now, the Seahawks has always been one of my favorites, okay? I have been a fan of them. I think they are a phenomenal team, and I was very, very shocked that they made it as far, just like I was shocked about the Ravens last year. So whenever you have a underdog, let's say, make it this far in a surprise year, I seem to notice that, wow, this could be a surprise ending. All right? Until you look at the NFL injury report, okay, and you review what's happened with the Broncos, et cetera, okay, and, of course, Peyton Manning. And I got to tell you, this game I think is going to be close, okay? A lot of people think, oh, the Broncos are just going to kick the Seahawks, but I think it's going to be close, but I do predict that it's going to be a Broncos win. Now, why? Why am I doing a complete about-face? Well, because I had predicted the Saints win and multiple other wins based on the NFL injury report and the groin injuries, and we have to make this work. There's money on the line here for a lot of people. So when you look at the NFL injury report, we had to go back to the conference championships. Apparently Jordan Hill had a groin injury on the Seahawks. Denver Broncos, no groin injury. So, even though I thought groin injuries would superpower people as it did launching the Seahawks into the Super Bowl, when it comes to Super Bowl, groin injuries hurt you. So, Denver Broncos, no groin injuries, absolutely pristine. Mike Adams, it was a thigh injury, groin completely out of the way on that one. Demaryius Thomas, calf injury, not as bad as a groin injury. Denver, I think, is going to be okay. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, okay, Dahlia, nah. It has nothing to do with the NFL injury report and the whole team. It has everything to do with the quarterbacks. Well, let's look at the quarterbacks, okay? You got Peyton Manning, who's been dealing with a lot of neck issues, okay? But what's very, very interesting is most of his injuries have been ankle this year. So, or most of the injury reports have centered around his ankle. Again, the ankle is completely far away from the groin. No issues with Peyton Manning's groin. I think he's going to do a good job, okay? Then, when you look at Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, this is very, very interesting, okay? He is not as experienced as Peyton Manning. He is cute as can be, can I say that? But the NFL injury report says no injury report for this player. Now, that is suspicious to me, okay? The fact that there's no injury report for this player, when I see that, what's the first thing I think of? Groin. My guess is somebody did kick him, but he didn't want anybody to know about that. He didn't want anybody to talk about it. He didn't want it publicized on the report page. So he just said, you know what? I'm good. The fact that there is not one injury reported on Russell Wilson, my guess is something did happen. Again, that's going to put the Seahawks at a disadvantage. Now, mind you, I like the Seahawks. I like the Seahawks a lot. Okay, my teams, the Cardinals, the Cowboys, and the Raiders, they're out this year, so I just have to share the love. But a prediction is cold, and it's calculated. It doesn't matter how much I love the Seahawks. It has to be cold and calculated, okay? So now we got two wins on the Bronco right now. Now, the third way to predict, okay? This is extremely important, guys. The third way to predict if somebody is going to win the Super Bowl, and I know a lot of you guys are going to get mad, but there really is some truth to this, is going to the colors. Now, okay, colors are very, very important because, all right, the body thrives on colors. Now, we're talking about medical predictions. Medical predictions have to look at the colors. Ask anybody who took the Hippocratic Oath. They will agree that you need to look at the colors of the outfits, okay, or the uniforms. And I'm not trying to be girly. I am not a girly girl, all right? So let's look at the Broncos. You got blue and you got orange. The Seahawks, you got blue, but you have green. You see? Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. So, what happens is you got orange versus green. Now, green in medicine is not a very good color. Okay? Green is almost as bad as yellow. If you notice, you really don't see a lot of yellow in the NFL, if at all. Okay? Yellow is a very, very, very bad color. It's a sickly color. So green is also, it's bilious, bile, certain diarrheas are green. And so the color green on a uniform puts your medical energy at much more of a loss than something orange. Now, orange in medicine is like beta carotene. Orange could be a strong color. You get nervous when somebody turns orange, but orange is farther from yellow than green. Now, one of you is probably going, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, you are like so on the money with this one, but please comment on the blue color. Okay, well, thank you. You're right, I am on the money on this one. Okay, when you look at the blue color, blue, they both have blue, so it cancels out. But blue could be very deadly because blue could be a sign of hypoxia. Your venous blood, right, less oxygen. When you have less oxygen, blue. But remember, both sides have the blue. So you have to wash it out. So when it comes down to it, when you look at the injury report, when you look at the quarterbacks, when you look at the color, it's probably going to be the Broncos. Now, I wouldn't be surprised, though, and I have to say this, not to cover my butt, I wouldn't be surprised by a Seahawks win because, again, sometimes things just go completely against medical logic, okay? You know, and because the Broncos won, I believe, 2 years in a row early on, I think when it was 97, 98, okay, there is that possibility that it is the Seahawks' turn. So I wouldn't be surprised. But, I mean, this is you guys come to me for these types of very cold, calculated predictions, and I have to give you, you know, what you paid for. Right? Even though most of you don't pay to listen to my show. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about these new anti-concussion football helmets and also a poll where the majority of Americans would not actually recommend that their kids play football and want to discourage them from playing football. So we may want to enjoy football while it lasts, because if most parents aren't going to let their kids go and play football, who's going to be playing football in the next 20 years? But switching from football, this is kind of interesting. Many people are getting tattoos on the insides of their mouths, apparently lip tattoos. inner lip tap tattoos is now the big thing. You know, I was shocked when I started to see about 5-10 years ago, everybody getting tattoos, women getting tattoos, you know, along their back and their lower back and shoulder, etc. You know, tattoos used to be, you know, military. Okay, you know, you would tattoo in military, and then, you know, later we started to see it more among, you know, bikers, and still more in the male population, and then, you know, some biker chicks as well, and now it's becoming an actual part, just a regular society. I mean, even I had given a thought to, oh my gosh, maybe I should get a tattoo. It's a shame, one of my patients yesterday had this exquisite tree on her back, and she's having it lasered. And I'm like, why? Oh my gosh, this is beautiful art. And she's like, well, it kind of reminds me of a time that wasn't really, you know, something I want to remember. And so, even though it's on her back, she doesn't see it, but I get that. I mean, but, you know, body art is now just, you know, part of the norm. You know, I mean, a lot of my patients are completely covered, all full arms. And, you know, also in the past, a tattoo would, you know, in World War you know, two times, you know, signify patriotism. I loved taking care of my World War II vets when I was in training 20-some years ago, and they would have, you know, these American flags and bald eagles and USO girls, and they were just so Americanized. One guy had a huge bald eagle on his chest with the huge wingspan. It was exquisite. One of the most beautiful tattoos I've ever seen, you know, from that era. And then the tattoos started to change from less patriotic to more, you know, skull and crossbones and women with big boobies, etc. And that was of the 60s. And then now you just see a lot of art, floral and colors. And I love the tattoo that looks like the body is being unzipped, so you see the musculature. And those tattoos, I think, are pretty, pretty cool. I mean, it's art. It is body art. It's gorgeous. Now, we've talked about health risks, and we talked about the ink, etc. But now that people are starting to tattoo inner mouth, that is kind of weird, because I thought tattoos are something that, you know, you want to, you want to display. Well, I guess there are women tattooing a Hello Kitty onto the inside of their mouth. I'm looking at one guy that has rock and roll. Okay, not a term you usually see a lot of these days, but he has rock and roll on the inside of his mouth. And I do get a little bit nervous, okay? Because, again, I guess somebody has a tattoo named says vegan. You know, if you're going to actually tattoo anything, all right, on your mouth or in your lips and take that sort of risk of getting a you know, fibrous reaction or a mucosal reaction or an infection, etc., I would maybe tattoo something that would be kind of permanent. Like, let's say, like your drug allergies. Okay, like if an anesthesiologist is about to intubate you, maybe something that says, please don't crack the teeth, I'm allergic to morphine, don't give me penicillin. But I guess people are really into their lower lip tattoos. So if your kids have been told by you or grandma or grandpa to never get a tattoo, and they end up dropping the subject pretty rapidly and not wanting to give you a goodnight kiss, you may want to go and check the inside of the mouth, okay? I don't understand kids these days. I guess it was a kid that actually put bleach, spiked bleach, into the Gatorade. I don't understand what kids are doing these days. We're going to have to talk about that. Okay, speaking of kids, they say young children who are overweight are 4 times as likely to be obese by the time they are teenagers. The study focused on more than 7,000 children whose height and weight were measured 7 times between 1998 and 2007. This was done at Emory University in Atlanta and published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And they said that kids entering kindergarten between 5 and 6 years of age, they said that they had seen 12.4% obese, 15% were overweight. By the time they were teenagers at the age of 14, almost 30% were obese, 17% overweight. So they think that you are four times likely to be obese if you are overweight coming into kindergarten. Now, we've talked about the adipocytes and the fat cells, and we talked about the brown fat versus the lighter fat. And, a lot of babies, they have the brown fat that burns energy. It's a good fat. And then you have the other types of fat, the whitish fat that starts to deposit, even though it's kind of yellow. That's the bad fat. And, once you have an adipocyte, people think, well, once you have a fat cell, it never dies. You do have regeneration of your cells. Your skin cells regenerate. Your adipocytes do regenerate. They aren't there forever. But when you do start to collect fat, that fat collection can be permanent. Okay? You could decrease the amount of fat in those clumps and areas, but the potential can still be there. And so, but that doesn't mean you're screwed forever. I mean, we've seen people that have gained weight, kept the weight off, and kept it off permanently. I mean, it takes a lot of work. It does. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're damned and screwed for the rest of your life if you were overweight as a child. But what this does mean is the thought that we had in the 70s where, you want to know what? They'll outgrow it. If they're overweight, once they hit puberty and get tall, they'll outgrow it. I notice with my siblings, I just notice with family, friends, etc., the obese kids slimmed out in their 20s. We all kind of slim out in our 20s, a lot of us. I shouldn't say all. And then, boom. Once they start to become middle-aged, they were overweight again. And so, yeah, the weight will come back. You know, but it's also the eating habits, the way you look at food, what turns on your craving centers. I see it. My kids, it's like night and day, okay? You know, one is into sweets, but not that into sweets like the other one that's all carbs. All he likes is carbs. The other one, not that into sweets, likes vegetables. And maybe it's innate. You know, I never taught my kid to like vegetables. I tried to teach both of them. One it took, one it didn't. And so, the idea of you don't have to have dessert after every meal. Dessert doesn't have to be even after dinner. Okay, dessert could be a once a week treat. Maybe that's something we need to, enforce. And getting kids off the soda. I think the sodas really play with your craving centers in your brain. And I think you end up having a semi-addiction to these types of flavors and drinks that once somebody sees a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi or whatever, they want to jump on it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about, should obesity be a disease? Okay, should you be labeled obese? Should it be in your medical chart in order to get the visit covered now by the new insurance environment that we have? You know, is this obesity disease hurting you more than helping you? Okay, is it going to hurt you get a job? Is it going to hurt you with insurance plans? Okay, or is it going to help because maybe you'll be able to get the lap band surgery or you'll be able to do weight loss modifications and have it covered? So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how revenge sex is becoming more and more popular. Revenge sex, we'll talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.